Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to yet another podcast from thewalk.se, the ongoing story about becoming a minimalist vagabond while walking from Stockholm to Sydney. When I left you last, I was staying with Chris and Terry and their two boys in just outside Amit City, and I was having a bit of a rest day, recording the last podcast, getting a few things watched and catching up with a few things. But, I mean, the rest days, they go by pretty quickly, and on Tuesday it was time for me to continue on, and I continued west, walking into Amit City. It was about a 10-mile walk, I think it would have been, maybe around there, into Amit City. I'd been walking for a couple of hours, something like that, a bit more maybe, 3 hours, when I was walking along the main road, and I was... A car drove past and there was a guy in there and he was waving at me, and I wasn't really sure what he wanted, but he drove on past and then he waved me into a driveway that he'd driven into, and I thought, somebody that's sort of wondering what the walk is about and what I'm doing walking along the road with my cart. So I followed him into the driveway, and he invited me into his house, and we started talking. I noticed pretty much straight away that he wasn't the most socially skilled person. In fact, I'd have to say that, he was probably missing a few marbles, if you know what I mean. And the other thing that became obvious reasonably quickly was that he was interested in offering me more than just a cup of water. I quickly pointed out that I'm not turned on by men, and after that the conversation sort of died out, and a few minutes later I was back on the road walking in towards Amit City. One more experience richer, let's say. I reached Amit City and I managed to find an internet connection that worked. I've been having a few problems getting the last podcast uploaded because I needed a connection that is reasonably stable in order to upload everything. And I finally found was that local subways, of all places, had a nice stable connection, and I actually managed to get everything uploaded. And then I was able to finally continue on westward as always. And it was a reasonably long and warm day, and it started raining in the afternoon, but it cleared up again after about an hour or so. I had been offered a place to possibly camp, but I didn't quite reach that far that night. And as the sun was setting, I started looking around for a decent campsite. And I finally managed to find a place which almost looked like a park. And in behind some trees in this park that was just on the side of the road, I found a little space. I don't need much space for my little tent, but I found a bit of space where I could basically hide the cart from the road and pitch the tent. And I was only intending to stop there for the night, planning to more or less be gone early morning, so it looked completely okay to stay there for the night. And I managed to pitch the tent, and more or less as soon as I'd got it all up and crawled inside, it started raining. And then it just kept on raining, and it rained reasonably heavily, and then it rained some more. I did manage to get some sleep amongst all the noise from the rain. It is quite soothing, actually, lying in the tent listening to the rain. And when I woke up next morning, it was still raining. And this is what it sounded like. It's Wednesday, the 28th of May, and I'm stuck in the tent. Last night I walked, I left Amite City and walking towards Baton Rouge. Walked almost 50 kilometers last night, and I was getting pretty, it was actually getting reasonably dark, and I found a small park, I think you'd almost call it, on the side of the road, and I set the tent up behind some trees, and I said almost visible from the road, but I'm hiding behind a small tree, and I more or less only just set everything up, and it started to rain, and it hasn't stopped. So it's now 11 o'clock the next morning, and I'm basically just waiting for the rain to let off a little bit. I have no idea. It doesn't look like it will, and I might even be stuck here all day. I spent the whole day in the tent, avoiding the rain, listening to podcasts and audiobooks and reading, and in fact, I only left the tent once to go to the toilet and get some food out of the mule. Apart from that, my little tent is a little bit too small to spend a full day in, but we managed, and I didn't get wet. So, although it wasn't the most comfortable day, it was quite all right. And the next day, it finally cleared up a bit, and I was able to pack everything up, soaking wet. But I was then still able to pack it all up and head into Baton Rouge. It was a long walk, but I was in luck because I was actually heading to an expat Swedish photographer's place, Anna Karin. She had invited me to stay with her husband Joe and their two boys, and I got in contact with her a little bit late, mainly because I didn't have any coverage where I was camping, and I'd only been able to get in contact with her that morning, and she'd said that I was quite welcome to come and stay with them, which was great, but they were going to a dinner party that evening, and it was a dinner party with a group of people, and she suggested I come along, and that they'd be interested in meeting me, and I'd be able to meet a few people. The problem was that it was at 5:30, so I really needed to make it to their place by 5 o'clock, which meant that I had to hurry up a fair bit. Well, but I managed to do it. I managed to get there, have a bit of a shower, and then I was off to this dinner party. And it was a great evening, actually. I enjoyed meeting a lot of new people and learning a bit about Baton Rouge and the area around there, and generally just had a great time. I got to eat some good food and drink a few beers. I mean, can't be too bad, can it? The next day was spent largely drying out the tent and also washing my little air mattress. I've got a little air mattress that I sleep on. It's nice and comfortable, packs up nice and small. The only thing is, it's been very hot here in America, and sleeping in the tent, some of the nights when you actually sleep in the tent, if you hop in the tent a little bit early, it's very hot, and you get pretty sweaty, and that mattress actually starts, well, let's just say it stinks. So I took the opportunity and washed it with some detergent now, or with some shampoo actually, to get some of the stink out of it, so it'll actually be a lot more comfortable after that. And in the afternoon, I was taking sightseeing around Baton Rouge, and Baton Rouge was a nice town. It's very much a university town and an industrial town combined, and it's got the Louisiana State University. It was very interesting, and actually Joe, who I was staying with, Anna Karin's husband, is actually a tuba professor, of all things. Very interesting. But we went sightseeing, and amongst other things, we visited Mike. Now, Mike is apparently a pretty common tourist attraction in Baton Rouge. He is the live mascot of the Louisiana State University. And they actually have a a tiger cage, well, not a cage, he actually has quite a large area with both water and grass and everything we can walk around in. But you can actually stop there by the university and you can stop and have a look at Mike. And they have, he's a live tiger. I don't know what sort of tiger he was. I didn't really read up on that. But he is one in a lineage. As the tigers get old and die, they're replaced. So this was Mike number, I don't remember, it was number six, I believe it was actually, that they're up to now. There were a few other people there photographing Mike, and he, as I said, he's a bit of a tourist attraction. I wouldn't say that he has it any worse there than any other tiger in captivity. I mean, he looked like he was quite well looked after. But even so, the whole sort of concept of having a tiger in a cage, it doesn't really do a lot for me, let's say that. I spent some time talking with Anna, Karen and Joe. We had some nice, interesting discussions. And then Saturday morning, it was time to set off again, as always, heading west. So I finally make it to the other side of America. I had a bit of difficulty crossing the Mississippi because the bridges are quite narrow and a lot of the bridges here aren't built with any thought to pedestrian traffic at all. So I had to walk in one of the roadways. Luckily, it was Saturday, reasonably early, not a hell of a lot of traffic, and it was a two lanes heading west, so it wasn't too bad. There was a lot of room for traffic to pass me quite safely, and I did manage to get over the bridge safely. And since then, I've basically been moving steadily west, and I'm now in Eunice, and I'm having a bit of a half a rest day in order to get this podcast done. And to be honest, it's not only to get this podcast done, it's to get a little bit of rest and to get properly rehydrated again. It hasn't been extremely hot. It's been sort of around 30 degrees, a little bit below, and some days a little bit more. But it's been very, very humid, and I'm losing a lot of water through perspiration. And it's been pretty difficult to drink enough water every day to get hydrated. I don't have any problem carrying the amount of water, but just physically drinking it and reminding yourself that you have to drink all the time has been a little bit difficult. I haven't become dehydrated at any stage, but there are a couple of times where I've had to realize that I need to drink more. And this is only the start. It's going to get hotter from here, even though the temperature will increase as I reach Texas. I hope the humidity will actually decrease, and I think they will sort of compensate a little bit for each other. The high humidity makes you sweat all the time. I mean, I get up in the morning and I start walking, and after half an hour, my t-shirt's absolutely soaked the way it is at the moment. We'll see what it's like as I move further west. I have been told that it will get drier and it'll be another sort of heat. And a drier is actually probably feels a little bit easier to endure. I'll see what it feels like. The problem then might be getting chapped lips and skin drying out and so forth. But we'll see what it's like as we go. Either way, this will be very good practice. The coming 2 months will going to be an extremely good practice for the more or less desert regions of the Northern Territory in Queensland that I will be passing through, hopefully, in about a year or so. I've had some further news from Charlie. He will be joining me in Austin, it looks like, at the end of this month. And that's where I hope to be in about 3 weeks or so, towards the end of this month, which means there'll be some serious bit of walking to do in the coming weeks. But, you know, I'm still enjoying it. And although it isn't all that exciting, just trudging along what's basically a road cutting through the countryside, and the countryside doesn't really change all that much at the moment, it's still quite interesting. And I'm looking forward to heading into Texas. I haven't really quite decided if I'm going to stop in Houston or yet, as it is, I might do that. I think I'm going to need another rest day. Then I'm probably about a week or so away from Houston, maybe a bit more. I haven't really checked the mileage. Yeah, that's going to be great, actually. If there is something you could help me with, I'm going to just ask you to do something for me. First of all, those of you that can listen on the Acast app, please do so. But I think that's only the people listening in Sweden at the moment. Everybody else, you know, you can listen to the podcast either on the blog or you can subscribe on iTunes, for example. And what I'd like for you to do, and if everybody could do this, even though the people that are listening on the Acast app, if you all go to iTunes, search for The Walk, thewalk.se it's called, you'll find the podcast and you'll find you can actually subscribe there if you haven't done it in another way earlier. But I wonder if you could write a review and rate the podcast on iTunes. Not really sure if that's going to help, but I do know that the rating and reviews are sort of the major way to get noticed on iTunes. So if you could do that for me, I would greatly appreciate it. Apart from that, just keep following my continued adventures, and whatever you do, just remember to keep walking.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.